Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We're going to talk about homemakers and retirement. You realize that those who are working at home and keeping it all together also, at some point, need to begin thinking about those days when their children are no longer at home. However, their retirement needs are no less critical. So Catherine Collinson has done a little research into this. Catherine is the president of the Transamerica Institute. Share with us, Catherine, some of your insights into what homemakers should be doing, thinking about retirement years.
Homemakers are the CEOs of their household. They've got a job that is 24/7, managing the household, looking after the kids, and it's a big job that comes without pay. And what we find is they are so busy taking care of others that they're not looking after their own retirement. Only 40% of homemakers feel very responsible for personally making sure that they'll have sufficient income when they retire.
Now, you said something interesting, Catherine. You said that they often do their job without pay. It's a bit how you look at it. Yeah, they don't get a paycheck, but they make possible their partner, who is out there bringing in a paycheck, the ability to do so. So how should we think about it, and how do you split up the pile so that those that have stayed at home actually have retirement resources?
The reality is homemakers are relying on their spouse or partners for income now, and the vast majority expect to do so in retirement. However, that reliance comes with risks because over the years, life happens. Tragedy strikes. It could be the loss of a spouse or partner, or it could be a divorce or separation.
So what should they be doing, homemakers?
First of all, it's really important for homemakers to get involved with their family finances and with their spouse or partner, map out exactly where they're at, as well as have contingency plans. Nobody likes to think about the passing of a loved one or a divorce or separation. However, to build a solid plan, you got to be able to talk about those things so that you can map it out together.
Well, in fact, there's no reason a homemaker can't start an IRA, an individual retirement account.
Indeed. There are spousal IRAs, and it's a great idea for homemakers and their spouses to look into those to see if they're right for them. One of the things that homemakers can do is be hypervigilant about budgeting and finding ways to save money through cutting costs, clipping coupons, and include their kids in the process. Homemakers are in a fantastic position to be a role model for their kids and to teach them good financial habits.
Also, it's never been easier to do something from home via the internet. I'm always struck by these jobs that are posted about working from home as an editor or freelance writer. And increasingly, I think employers are looking for contractors versus having full-time employees.
That's a terrific point, Greg. A part-time job can bring income, the possibility of access to employer-sponsored retirement benefits, and help build an earnings history for Social Security. The other thing is, if the situation arises when the homemaker needs to go back to work full-time, it is a lot easier to find full-time work if you've already been working.
Well, thanks, Catherine, as always. That's all we have time for here on this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.